Thank you, Daddy Paul, for the privilege of fatherhood and mentorship. We give God all the praise. Please take your seats in God's presence. Thank you, Daddy, for the privilege of fatherhood and mentorship. Thank you, Mommy, also for being there for us all the time. We have known what to do by seeing what you do. In your light, we have received light. We give God all the praise. Please, can you help me celebrate my father and my mother here seated this morning? And I'd like to appreciate you, sir, for the privilege to bring a brief charge. Very quickly, I'd like us to look at the book of Genesis chapter number 1, verses 1 to 3. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Speaking very sharply on the subject, dominion through the world. Dominion through the world. And I'd like to begin this morning by saying that there is an intricate connection between the word of God and dominion. I said that to say this, that where the word is absent, dominion cannot be found. In other words, the availability of the word determines the manifestation of dominion. The exercise of dominion will always be a question where the word is absent. The reason is because dominion was conferred on man by the word. In the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, clearly stated, the Bible says, after man was created, and God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The process by which dominion came will also determine the process by which dominion can be exercised. Man did not receive dominion by the laying on of hand, but by the spoken word of God. And no wonder in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4, the Bible says, where the word of a king is, there is power. So power, dominion, is synonymous with the word of God. Take the word and take dominion. And know if nobody can take the word from you, nobody can take your dominion. Because you don't dominate by your physical size. You dominate by the word of God. For somebody today, the word of God is coming for you that will push you into the realm of unstoppable dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. Very quickly, how does the word bring dominion? How does the word of God bring dominion? Number one, for the word to make dominion possible, number one, the word must be received. The word must be received. I said that to say this because until you receive the word, you can't have your perceived dominion. The reason is because everybody's word is not everyone's word. In other words, people can hear what they want to hear, but you have the right to hear what you want to hear in order for your dominion to be established. How did I know? In the book of Luke chapter 5 verses 4 and 5. When Jesus met Peter, having toiled all night without anything to show, the Bible says, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net. Everybody's word is not your word. And your word cannot be everybody's word. He had left speaking. He has not stopped talking. But the person he's talking to was different. So until he spoke to Peter, Peter couldn't function. I also realized in the book of Psalm 105, verses 19 and 20, the Bible speaking concerning Joseph, until the time that his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. The king sent and loosed him. So his freedom from captivity and his dominion over captivity was only possible at the instance of the arrival of his word. People of God, the word of God is coming your way today. And I'd like to let you know that your own word shall come, and that word shall spoil you into the realm of dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. That amen can be louder and better this morning. Hear this, God's people. The Bible says, he sent his word. Psalm 107 verse 20. And his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Any realm dominion is required, the word must be received. You can't be healed without the word. Neither can you be delivered without the word. But today, the word is coming your way in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, quickly, how does the word bring dominion? Number two, the word brings dominion by believing in the word. The word comes by receiving, and the word also brings us into dominion by believing in the word. The word that is received must be believed for dominion to happen. It is faith in the word that brings about the exercise of dominion. It doesn't matter how much word you have received. If you don't believe it, it will profit you nothing. It doesn't matter the light and the revelation you have received from the word. Lack of faith can render the word useless at the place of dominion. No wonder in the book of Mark chapter 9 verse 23, Jesus was speaking. He says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Your belief in the word confirms your dominion by the word. It doesn't matter who has spoken. If you don't believe it, the word will be profitless. Today, I pray for somebody that your faith will magnetize your word, that will cause you to manifest dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. Very quickly, number three, how does the word bring dominion? Number three, the word brings dominion by the declaration and the speaking of the word. It is one thing to receive the word. It is another to believe the word. And it is a different thing to declare and to speak the word. Hear this, people of God. Faith in the word is good, but declaration of the word can guarantee your manifestation. No wonder the book of Proverbs chapter 18 verses 20 and 21, the scripture makes it clear. Proverbs chapter 18 verses 20 and 21, it says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his leaf shall he be filled. Why? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. People of God, your mouth, a closed mouth, our father said many years ago, a closed mouth equals a closed destiny. In other words, and he said some time ago, not too long ago, God, someone, a father here seated, said, he said, you don't keep quiet when your destiny is being decided. People of God, the matter of dominion is a product of what you have received, what you have believed, and what you can say. There is something to say because your situation doesn't have the final say over your life. Your circumstance doesn't have the final say over your life. Witches and wizards don't have the final say over your life. In every matter of your life and your destiny, you have something to say. And until you say it, you don't see it. And let me tell somebody, say it so you can see it. Tell another, say it so you can see it. Tell somebody, I must speak. Here is the worst thing that can happen to a man is to come to a point where you no longer can speak. The arrest of your voice equals the arrest of destiny. The arrest of your voice equals the arrest of your dominion. But today I declare, anything the enemy has done to silence your voice, today it shall be destroyed on this mountain, and your voice shall be released, and your voice shall be heard.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Please remain standing. My time is up. Remain standing. My time is up. But one thing you must do today is to refuse to be quiet. Refuse to be silent. Refuse that your voice be shut down. I declare right now, somebody's voice is hereby released in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and appreciate God. Somebody is returning from this conference with the voice of a tornado, with an unusual voice like never before. If you are the one, can I hear you loud? Amen. Lift up your voice and appreciate God. Go ahead and give God praise. Lift up your voices. Appreciate God for his word to us. Appreciate God for dominion through the word. Go ahead and give God praise. Shabaratas. Lekete perada. Eparada gadabaradadas. Lagadabaradadas. Emprekokoto pasadaya. Elega de berados. Lakoko parataya. Shabaradabaradas. Elagadabaradas. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Father, today I ask that you send me your word.
Amen.
He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Father, today I am open to receive your word. Lift up your right hand, pray to me, Father. I am open to receive your word for my dominion today in the name of Jesus. Father, send me my word for dominion in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Shadagadabadadadash. Eleko kaparadash. Shadagadabadadash. Elagadabadadash. Elagadabadadash. Mekoreto kopalada. Elagadabadadadash. Eko veratate. Shadagalabadadash. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Father, rid me of every spell of doubt. Whatever makes me to doubt your word, Father, kill it today.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand, pray to me, Father. Rid me from every trace of doubt and unbelief in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray that prayer. Let the devil Makarate tete and Shadagalabada Rakoko Petayada Shadagalabada Dadas and Labadabarada and Akadabrados and Lagadabarados in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Finally, Mark chapter 11, verses 23 and 24. Jesus speaking, he says, and he said, Mark 11:23. It said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever. Your voice, your declaration is your open check. Yes. Lift up your hand, pray after me. Father, I receive the grace to declare your word. I receive the grace to speak according to reception and faith in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak now to every mountain of my life. Be uprooted out of my way in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything in accordance to his will, he heareth us. Lift up your voice and appreciate God for hearing and answering us again. Go ahead and give God praise.